Welcome to Federal Insights for March, Managing Threats Through CDM in Government, sponsored by Mobile Iron.
Hello and welcome to today's program. I'm Eric White. Compared to other major federal programs, the Homeland Security Department's Continuous Diagnostics and Mitigation Program is still in its infancy. However, 2020 looks to be a big year for CDM. To get a sense of where things stand, Federal News Network's Jason Miller had the opportunity to speak with Kevin Cox. He's the program manager for the CDM program at DHS.
So in this fiscal year, we continue to work with the agencies in the asset management capability area as well as identity and access management capability area to fill any gaps that remain, any enclaves that don't yet have the solutions deployed. Associated with that, we're also in the process now of deploying our new dashboard so that the agencies have the ability to bring more analytics, more business intelligence, better visualization to the table in terms of utilizing their data, really being able to operationalize it from a risk management standpoint, as well as us at the federal level in terms of getting that summary feed up from the agencies and using the new dashboard to really get full value from the data. In addition to all of that work, we've expanded out into our network security management arena. We are working with agencies to get a better understanding of what their perimeters look like, what data they already have out in the cloud. We have some pilot planning underway, I should say, in regards to different cloud pilots at different agencies in terms of getting a better handle of what data is out there on a continuous basis as well as who has access to it. We're about to begin an effort to work with agencies to pull in their mobile asset data from their enterprise mobility management systems. So we're venturing in on the mobile side. And then with all of that, one of our key drivers really since 19, but continuing forward, is the operationalization of the data. And part of that operationalization process is to make sure that the data quality is there from the sensor down on the ground all the way up through the dashboard feeds, and that you can read data in a dashboard and you know that it's an accurate reflection of what's happening down on a laptop or a server. So that's a big driver for us this year, too, is just to make sure, in terms of operationalizing the data, making sure that the data quality is good end to end, and then we'll be able to do more in terms of measuring progress and performance.
All right, a lot to unpack there. Let me start with the filling the gaps. I know that's something that the Defend Task Orders was a big aim for that set of initiatives. 2019, I think you guys spent a lot of time trying to fill in those gaps. Are a lot of the gaps filled in? Is there a never-ending series of gaps? Give me a sense of how much progress you're making, specifically with you know, asset management and ICAM.
Yeah, we have made really good progress there. The work that remains, there were some parts, components of agencies that originally were not participating in the program. So it's really in terms of bringing them on, I think with the flexibility we have now and just the understanding of that the program can help agencies get the capabilities they need, there's more interest in working with us. So those are the gaps that remain are those new components, new organizations at different agencies that have come on to the program and just working to make sure they have that asset management capability, that awareness of what's connected to their network, as well as the identity and access management capability, understanding who their users are, who their privileged users are. So those are the types of gaps that we're continuing to work with the agencies. And then that will really give the agencies better visibility, fuller visibility of everything in their environment. And also as that data gets summarized up to the federal level, the federal leadership as well. I haven't yet mentioned the shared service platform that we have in place for what are called the non-chief financial officer agencies or non-CFO Act agencies. These are the smaller and micro agencies. We've made good strides with our existing shared service platform. We have 34 of those agencies connected up. So the idea here is that we deploy the asset management capabilities, identity and access management capabilities to these agencies. And rather than each of them individually having their own dashboard, we created a shared service platform in the cloud where all of the sensor data reports up. That shared service platform in the cloud is multi-tenant, so each agency has their own dashboard. They can see all their own data, and the model works the same way where that data gets summarized up to the federal dashboard. So there's some gaps that we've been working as to bring on more agencies there really for the first time be able to help those agencies, but also allow federal leadership to get a continuous view of those smaller and micro agencies out in the environment.
The shared services piece, let's go down that path because I think that's a very interesting part of this CDM program. It's the kind of the tail in some ways where you've really focused for the first few years, for several years, on the bigger agencies, and now the smaller ones are starting to see some of those benefits. What's been the big challenge to get the shared services platform up and running? I know from talking to several different small agency CIOs, they're excited about it, but at the same time, it's not been a plug and play like maybe many hoped.
Precisely. And I think that's where one of the key lessons learned we've gained from the program over the years is that the more flexibility we have when we go in to meet with an agency in regards to looking at the right solution set to meet the requirements and get the data flowing, the better off everybody is. So we have, with the larger agencies, I'll take a step back. With the larger agencies, when we implemented the defend task orders, that really expanded out the conversation we could have with each agency. We could take a look at the tool sets that they had in place, and if those tool sets met our requirements, then we could utilize those to get the data that was needed to feed into the dashboard and on up to the federal dashboard. And so that type of flexibility is what we're looking to bring to the smaller agencies as well. I think in our experience working with a lot of smaller agencies, some of them had different solutions in place, but the original task order didn't give us all the flexibility we needed to utilize all of their solutions and then fill in gaps where needed. But we have made progress in terms of getting the data, the sensors deployed, getting the data fed up to the shared service platform. And we've been working with GSA to award the new contract, which will be Defend Group F, and that's going to give us even more flexibility to support the non-CFO Act agencies, the small and micro agencies, and also will allow us to expand out beyond just the basic asset management and identity and access management solutions to really give them a fuller cybersecurity solution approach that will help us with give them some solutions around network security management. And these small and micro agencies, many of them have data that is as sensitive as the larger agencies, so we need to make sure that we're providing them the right solutions from a data protection management standpoint for their high-value assets as well.
One point of clarification, just so I can make sure we understand this. We have a shared services platform that some of these small micro agencies are using. I think you said 34. And then the defend task order will build on that shared services platform, or are they almost parallel paths to the same end goal?
Yeah, the model will remain the same. So for the non-CFO Act agencies, we will continue to have a shared service platform. What that shared service platform looks like in terms of new cloud technologies, new capabilities we can bring to it. There may be some additional technologies we bring to the current shared service platform, but the whole concept of the shared service platform will remain, where we'll continue to work with small and micro agencies, deploy sensors, and rather than set up a separate individual dashboard for each of them in their environment, we have this shared service platform where all the sensor data will feed up. Again, it's multi-tenant, so each agency has their own tenancy within that environment. They'll have their own dashboard, in other words. So the overall model remains the same. What the new Defend Task Order, the Defend Group F Task Order allows us to do is really bring additional capabilities in that cloud environment to really take advantage of of the evolution of cloud over the past few years from when we started it, and really bring more value to the agencies themselves.
Okay, because it just seemed like for a minute that the shared services platform is really all about collecting data, dashboarding it, you know, making sure it's visible. And then the Defend F and the previous contract was about setting up those sensors. And your goal is not to set up sensors in each of these small micro agencies. There's too many. There's something like 97 of them or 100 of them. And that would, the cost and time would be overwhelming. But if you can connect them to this platform, that's where those tools will live. And that's where these agencies can then take advantage of those tools to not only see the data, but protect themselves better. Is that correct?
Yeah, to some extent. But we still will be working with the non-CFO Act agencies to deploy tools similar to what we're doing with the larger agencies, the CFO Act agencies. We're still looking to get the environment with continuous monitoring capabilities in place, i.e. the technologies and sensors to get a sense of how well the environment is secured in a continuous basis. We're still going to be working with those smaller agencies to get those tools out there and then feeding that data up. The difference, I think, is between the original shared service platform task order and the new task order is that we can broaden out the different sensors and capabilities we can provide to those small agencies so that we can outfit their environment, give them a fuller understanding of their overall environment, of the overall risk, cybersecurity risk that they see on a day-to-day basis, then feed that sensor data up to the shared service platform. But now the difference between the old task order and the new task order is we'll be able to provide more services in the cloud for that new environment, that new shared service platform, so that the agencies have more tools at their disposal in regards to the dashboard itself, their own individual agency dashboard in the shared service platform, to better visualize their data, to better analyze their data. Just like we are with the larger agencies, the CFO Act agencies, we're looking to broaden out the various features and tools and functionalities that the agencies have, both large and small, to really give them more tools to get better value from their data, ultimately be able to manage their cybersecurity risk better.
All right, that helps. That's a good explanation. And I got to ask the question, you know this, Kevin, what is the timing for that award of the Defend Task Order F? Are we looking at spring, summer, fall? I'll give you the broad swath of timing.
Yeah, the aim is to have it awarded by mid to late spring. So we're looking, I would say, maybe around the May timeline is what the target is.
Kevin Cox is the program manager for the Continuous Diagnostics and Mitigation Program at the Homeland Security Department. He's speaking there with Federal News Network's Jason Miller. We'll have more from the interview after a quick break. I'm Eric White.
Are your agency's mobile endpoints protected against cyber attacks and malicious code? Is your agency prepared to meet the mobility reporting requirements for CDM and FISMA? MobileIron's proven government-grade security platform makes it easy, protecting government data and user privacy, securing the device, and remediating threats on agency phones, tablets, and laptops. MobileIron, securing your agency's work and making FISMA and CDM mobility reporting painless. Learn more by downloading our CDM guide at mobileiron.com/government.
We continue our interview with Kevin Cox, Program Manager for the Continuous Diagnostics and Mitigation Program at the Homeland Security Department. He spoke with Federal News Network's Jason Miller.
I want to switch over to some of the other priorities and focus areas you're talking about. And I think one of the interesting things is the expansion of some of the tools under those Defend Task Orders. You talk about network security management, get a better understanding of perimeters, and then, of course, starting to pilot the cloud. Everything's all about moving to the cloud. Maybe walk me through a little bit of some of your thinking around what that pilot will look like in the cloud and what's the timing around it, and give me all the details you're able to.
Sure. So we had started a pilot with Small Business Administration in FY19, where working with their a lot of the tools and applications that they moved to the cloud, wanting to see how that fits within the broader CDM model, where we're looking to work with agencies to give them better continuous monitoring views of their data and how it's protected and the users that have access to it. So what we did with that pilot with Small Business Administration and in 20 and beyond, we're going to continue to work with them, is to really get a better understanding of the data that the cloud service provider has that can feed into the dashboard to meet the various CDM continuous monitoring requirements. So we want to continue to work with other agencies in that regard, but we also want to look at tools like CASB, Cloud Access Security Broker, and similar tools, and work with agencies that are looking to deploy those types of tools to get them a better understanding of all the different instantiations they have out in the cloud, and be able to understand where that data is in the cloud, who has access to it, and be able to monitor that from a cybersecurity standpoint in a continuous basis. So that's another effort that is part of our pilots we have, is to deploy those types of tools in different environments and look at the value or additional things that we need to work from those pilot activities. And then we will continue to work with the folks here in DHS. The CTO's office has a number of initiatives underway looking at the big cloud providers to see how we can get a better understanding of all the federal agency data in the cloud, just to help those agencies better understand where their data is, how it's protected, and how we can ultimately provide continuous monitoring capabilities working with the CSPs so that the agencies know that the data is protected or that the right users have access to it and they can get in front of any threats to that data residing in the cloud.
Walk me back for a second, because you Cloud Access Security Broker. I've heard of cloud brokers, right? I've heard of that kind of concept.
Uh-huh.
What is, put a, maybe a better definition for me on Cloud Access Security Broker?
So it's the idea that you're able to broker everything that's going out to the cloud. You have a better understanding of who's accessing what data, what data resides in what cloud environment, and you are able to get that from a centralized view and get more understanding of all the different offices within a particular agency that is going out to the cloud, where you get all of that understanding fed in through a centralized view or a centralized capability that then brokers the connections to the different cloud service providers and can provide some continuous view there of the activity and data flow occurring up to and back from the cloud.
Is this usually done by like a third party? Is this done by a vendor, or is it done with a tool on DHS or on a specific agency's network?
Yeah, there are different vendor solutions in that space. And so we're going to work with different agencies that are already looking at it and other agencies that might be interested in it. And that's just one example of a cloud-type tool. We're really open to understanding the different approaches that the agencies are looking at and aligning those approaches with our requirements, and where there is good alignment, then supporting pilots that will better inform. Working with one agency will better inform our work with all of the agencies in terms of how we best secure the cloud in the long run.
That's Kevin Cox, Program Manager for the Continuous Diagnostics and Mitigation Program at the Homeland Security Department. He's interviewed by Federal News Network's Jason Miller. Time for one more quick break. We'll have part three of our interview with Kevin after we return. I'm Eric White.
Are your agency's mobile endpoints protected against cyber attacks and malicious code? Is your agency prepared to meet the mobility reporting requirements for CDM and FISMA? MobileIron's proven government-grade security platform makes it easy, protecting government data and user privacy, securing the device, and remediating threats on agency phones, tablets, and laptops. MobileIron, securing your agency's work and making FISMA and CDM mobility reporting painless. Learn more by downloading our CDM guide at mobileiron.com/government.
Here's the final segment of our interview with Kevin Cox, the program manager for the Continuous Diagnostics and Mitigation Program at the Homeland Security Department, who spoke to Federal News Network's Jason Miller.
I want to shift gears just a little bit. I want to talk about data. This is the heart of everything you guys are doing with CDM. So the dashboard you said is the implementation is on the way. Give me an update on that new CDM dashboard implementation and all the capabilities that you're hoping maybe to start seeing the first glimpses of in 2020.
Certainly. So in May of 19, we awarded our new dashboard contract. The real goal with the new contract was to bring better scalability, better performance, better visualization, better analytics to the agencies so that, once again, they can really get the greatest value from their cybersecurity data that will help them better manage their risk. And so what we're implementing is Elasticsearch. We have been working with a number of agencies to do the initial deployments or what we're calling proofs of concept of the new dashboard. We've had planning sessions since the fall with the agencies, really ramping them up in terms of what the technology looks like, how the deployments will occur. Once the deployments are done, how they will be able to access their data and looking at the different visualization capabilities and additional analysis that they'll be able to perform on the data. So this month and then on into April and the rest of the fiscal year, we're working with 15 agencies to be the early adopters of the new dashboard. That what we'll do is work with the agency themselves, work with their system integrator through the Defend Task Order, and then also work with our dashboard provider to set up the new agency dashboard at each of those agencies. That will then enable us to feed the data into the new dashboard, get the agencies comfortable with it, and then once all of the data is flowing, once the agency is comfortable with it, then it would go into full operational, and then they could just continue to use the new dashboard going forward.
You know what excites me about this? I know you, this is a loaded question. The fact you're piloting, and I'm going to use this in quotes, with 15 whole agencies, is so many times we hear in government, well, we're just going to do one or two, and then it just takes so much longer. The fact you're doing 15, I think, is a real testament to the confidence you have in the program, but as well as the confidence you have in where you've been and how you're going forward. Is it 15 large agencies, 15 small agencies, some combination, any of the really smaller micro ones? Tell me what you can about the pilots.
Yeah, so in regards to sometimes when people talk pilots, they talk like full-blown deployment. And so when we're talking about pilot, we're talking about working with each individual agency. So it's a pilot within that agency of the new dashboard, getting it in place, making sure that the agency knows how it's deployed, what it will take to maintain it over time, and then also the day-to-day utilization. So we didn't want to call it a full-blown implementation from the start because there is a lot of uptake that will be needed, a lot of training that will be needed, and so we're treating it as a pilot at these 15 agencies.
You've been listening to our interview with Kevin Cox, Program Manager for the Continuous Diagnostics and Mitigation Program at the Homeland Security Department. If you missed any part of this episode, you can find it on our website. Go to federalnewsnetwork.com and search Federal Insights. I'm Eric White.
Thank you for listening to Federal Insights for March, Managing Threats Through CDM in Government, sponsored by Mobile Iron on Federal News Network.